Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Spaceflight, Second Edition, The Complete Story from Sputnik to Curiosity by Giles Sparrow, is a richly illustrated, timeline-driven overview of humanity's journey beyond Earth. Written for curious readers who want both big-picture context and engaging details, it traces the arc from early Cold War competition to an era defined by international partnerships, robotic explorers, and ambitious private sector plans. The book connects landmark missions to the technologies and people that made them possible, showing how rockets evolved from experimental engines into reliable launch systems and how spacecraft design changed as goals shifted from quick demonstrations to long-duration science. Along the way, it highlights the drama of human spaceflight, the ingenuity behind satellites and probes, and the steady accumulation of knowledge about the moon, planets, and deep space. As a second edition, it aims to bring the narrative forward with newer missions and updated perspectives, making it a useful entry point for anyone wanting a comprehensive, visually guided history of space exploration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Sputnik to the space race, origins of the space age. A central theme is how the modern space era began with geopolitical urgency and rapid technical progress. The book situates Sputnik as a turning point that transformed rockets from military experiments into symbols of national capability and scientific promise. It explains how early milestones, including the first satellites and pioneering human flights, were shaped by competing priorities, prestige, security, and curiosity. Readers see how program decisions were influenced by what was feasible with the propulsion, guidance, and communications of the time, and how failures were often as instructive as successes. The narrative also clarifies the institutional foundations that emerged, including the formation of agencies, research centers, and industrial supply chains capable of producing complex launch vehicles. By connecting technical development to historical context, the story helps readers understand why certain missions happened when they did, and why the pace felt so intense. This background sets up later chapters by showing that many enduring challenges, such as reliable staging, re-entry heating, and long-range tracking, were addressed first under enormous time pressure, creating a template for future exploration and cooperation. Secondly, human spaceflight milestones, risk, training, and life in orbit. The book emphasizes the progression from brief, high-stakes flights to sustained habitation in space. It outlines how early capsules were designed for survival and proof of concept, then expanded into more capable vehicles that supported rendezvous, docking, and longer stays. A key focus is the human dimension, astronaut selection, training regimes, and the constant negotiation between safety and ambition. The narrative describes why spacewalking, orbital maneuvering, and precision re-entry were transformative capabilities, enabling construction, repair, and more complex mission profiles. It also conveys how lessons from accidents and near misses reshaped engineering culture, procedures, and contingency planning across programs. As human spaceflight matured, the emphasis shifted toward operational routines, maintaining spacecraft systems, managing limited resources, and conducting science in microgravity. The book also places stations in context, showing them as laboratories and stepping stones rather than endpoints. By presenting human spaceflight as a blend of engineering, physiology, and teamwork, it helps readers appreciate that each achievement rests on incremental advances in life support, communications, navigation, and mission control practices, all refined through experience in increasingly demanding environments. Thirdly, reaching the moon, Apollo, robotics, and the meaning of landings, a major topic is lunar exploration as both a technical peak and a scientific opportunity. The book traces how lunar missions evolved from flybys and impacts to orbiters, landers, and ultimately crewed landings that required unprecedented navigation accuracy and propulsion reliability. It highlights the complexity of the overall architecture, including launch capability, mission planning, and the coordination needed for lunar orbit operations and surface activities. Beyond the headline achievements, the narrative underscores the scientific aims, such as mapping terrain, studying the lunar environment, and returning samples that reshaped understanding of solar system history. The book also treats robotic missions as essential partners to human exploration, demonstrating how automated spacecraft can scout targets, test landing technologies, and gather long-duration data at lower risk. Readers gain an appreciation for the moon as a proving ground for spacecraft systems, from re-entry and heat shielding to surface mobility and communications. By framing lunar exploration as an intersection of politics, engineering, and discovery, the book clarifies why these missions remain reference points for modern plans to return and build sustainable capabilities beyond Earth orbit. Fourthly, exploring the planets, probes, rovers, and deep space navigation, The book presents planetary exploration as a story of ingenuity in the face of distance, delay, and harsh environments. It explains how spacecraft are tailored to their targets, with different thermal designs, power systems, and instruments for Venus, Mars, the outer planets, and beyond. Readers learn why gravity assists, precise trajectory corrections, and long-duration reliability are crucial when missions take years and cannot be repaired easily. The narrative connects pioneering flybys and orbiters to later landers and rovers, emphasizing how each generation builds on earlier discoveries and engineering lessons. Special attention is given to the challenges of entry, descent, and landing, where thin atmospheres, dust, and unknown terrain force creative solutions. Rovers are shown as mobile field geologists, extending reach and enabling complex science with cameras, spectrometers, and sampling tools. The book also highlights the role of global tracking networks and mission operations teams that interpret limited data and command spacecraft across immense distances. By linking technology to scientific questions, it shows how robotic exploration turns abstract dots of light into dynamic worlds with weather, geology, and history. Lastly, satellites, space stations, and the future, from public programs to new players, another important topic is how spaceflight became part of everyday life while continuing to push frontiers. The book addresses the rise of satellites for communications, navigation, weather forecasting, and Earth observation, showing how these systems changed economies and security as much as they changed science. It also frames space stations as engineering ecosystems that require regular resupply, careful maintenance, and international coordination, illustrating how long-term presence in orbit depends on logistics and shared standards. The narrative then looks forward to trends that shape modern space activity: increased commercialization, smaller and cheaper satellites, reusable launch concepts, and broader participation by more nations and private organizations. It considers how these shifts influence mission cadence, cost structures, and innovation speed, while also raising questions about regulation, orbital debris, and sustainable practices. By combining history with an outlook on emerging approaches, the book helps readers understand continuity and change. Many core constraints remain, such as physics, reliability, and safety, but the ways missions are funded, built, and operated are evolving. This perspective invites readers to see current developments as part of a long arc rather than isolated breakthroughs. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a single, coherent narrative of space exploration without needing an engineering degree, students, educators, science-minded families, and adults who enjoy history told through missions and machines. It is also useful for anyone trying to make sense of headlines about lunar returns, Mars rovers, or new launch companies because it grounds today's ambitions in decades of solved problems and hard-earned lessons. The benefit to a reader's life is perspective. By seeing how exploration progressed through iteration, setbacks, and international collaboration, you gain a clearer understanding of technological change and the human decision-making behind it. That mindset is transferable to work, study, and civic conversations about science funding, risk, and long-term goals. Compared with many space books that focus narrowly on a single program or only on astronauts, this volume aims for breadth, linking human flights, robotic probes, satellites, and stations into one continuous storyline. Its visual, structured approach makes complex sequences easier to follow than text-only histories, and the updated edition helps keep the narrative aligned with more recent missions. For readers seeking a comprehensive, accessible reference that is also engaging to browse, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Giles Sparrow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.